Once upon a time. Hello, and welcome to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and we've got a really interesting book this time. It's not your usual Berenstain Bear book. It's called The Berenstain Bears Nursery Tales, and it has very little to do with the Berenstain Bears, but it has everything to do with the Berenstain Bears. What does that mean? Well, this book is three stories. It is the three bears, it is the little red hen, and it is the gingerbread man. These are all stories you know. The three bears is about three bears. Their house gets broken into, they get terrorized by a little girl, and they chase her out. The little red hen is about a little red hen that plants some wheat. No one helps her with it. She makes a loaf of bread. She doesn't let anybody eat it. The end. The gingerbread man is about some people who make a gingerbread man. It runs away. It gets eaten by a fox. The end. So what does this have to do with anything? I'll tell you what it has to do with anything. It has everything to do with anything. It has to do with our protagonist, our little small bear. You know small bear, the one who's been so worried for the last few episodes about what's happening, what is coming, what's going to happen to his life when this thing, whatever it is, intrudes upon his personal space, kicks him out of bed, and makes him no longer small bear, but, say it with me, brother bear. We know something's coming. No one said anything yet, but we're smart. We've seen the books. We live in 2015 and beyond, if you're listening to this in another year, somehow. And so we know that things are coming, and small bear does too, even though no one is bothered to tell him he has a baby sister on the way. But small bear knows because he can sense changes shifting around. We know that his relationship with mama is changing. We know his relationship with papa is changing. We know he's afraid of many things like growing older, being displaced, not knowing where he exists in the family. And so what happens in this book? Well, what we know from the cover, Papa Bear reads in some stories. You open to the first page, the title page. You see Papa Bear, Small Bear. They're on a queen-size bed, and Papa's reading from this book, the book that we are reading right now. And there's a nice rug on the floor, and you see Mama Bear sitting off to one side in a rocking chair, enjoying listening to the stories as well. There's a fire in the fireplace, a candle going. There's a beautiful picture of the treehouse, says Home Sweet Home right on the wall. And we don't know what room of the house this is in, but deal with it. This room is way bigger than the entire circumference of the tree they exist in. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it. It's an idyllic scene. But Papa Bear is telling these stories to Small Bear. But why? What does it have to do with anything? I'm going to explain it to you, even though I'm pulling these ideas completely out of the air. So, we know that Small Bear has a lot of anxiety. We know he's been having a lot of weird and bad dreams. That's what's been happening in the Dreamland. You know the Dreamlands? The two levels of dreams that exist within Small Bear's head. There's the initial dreams, which are pretty much like his own life, but they're kind of a little off-kilter. And then there's the deep dreams that exist in the kind of like bizarro cartoon landscape where nothing is normal. Everything's topsy-turvy and upside down, and you learn a lot of B words. Well, Papa Bear knows that a lot of stuff has been going on. Probably Small Bear's been waking up in the morning, hasn't gotten much sleep. So Papa Bear says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read him this book, and I'm going to apply these lessons to his life. And you can just imagine that Papa Bear is telling these stories. But why these three stories? What do they have to do with anything? Well, three bears. The Three Bears is about three bears. Can you think of any other stories we've been talking about that are about three bears? A mama bear, a papa bear, and a small bear. Can you think of anything? That's right, the Berenstain Bears. The Berenstain Bears are obviously versions of the three bears that we all know from the story of Goldilocks. Like Stan and Jan Berenstain have created this family that are kind of an extension of the initial three. Like, what happens after they eat their porridge? Well, they have all these adventures as a family, but they're not really those three bears because they're so better developed. But it's essentially a three bears family. Well, in the three bears, their lives get intruded upon by an intruder who breaks in and wrecks all their stuff and then leaves when they chase her out. I'm going to go and say this is the point of the story. The point of the story is that Small Bear is afraid that an unknown presence, a wild presence, a destructive presence is going to invade the house. And it's going to make everyone angry. It's going to make Papa yell. It's going to make Mama worry. It's going to make him cry. And Papa Bear, the real Papa Bear, our Papa Bear, not this fake Papa Bear in this book about Papa Bear. Our Papa Bear is like, you know what? Yes, things are going to get disrupted. A little creature is going to come in here and is going to totally wreck our lives for a while. Or it's going to seem like it's wrecking our lives. But don't worry. Don't worry, son. Because that's not going to last. It's going to leave us soon. Not the actual creature that's coming, but that disruption. And how do we know it's just the disruption that's leaving, not the actual creature? Because it's a human being in the story of the three bears that breaks into their home. Not a little bear called Goldilocks, but an actual human being. And what is a human being in bear country? What is that? What is a human being to our Berenstain Bears? I bet I know what it is. I bet it's some sort of fictional boogeyman. I bet to them, human beings are like sprites or brownies or fairies or goblins or leprechauns or whatever it is we tell our kids about. It's a creature that sneaks into your home and does horrible things to you. And you got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of that thing that breaks into your home and breaks your stuff. But Goldilocks, when she leaves, it's a fake creature leaving. And that fake creature is the disruption. It's not the baby that's arriving. It's the disruption and the anxiety caused by the baby. Eventually, that'll go out the window. And it'll go out the window once the bears are all together, once they come together. And what happens when bears come together and work together to rid the house of anxiety? Well, how does that work? Well, let's look at the Little Red Hen. The Little Red Hen is a story of teamwork. And it's a story of how when teamwork doesn't occur, no one benefits except the person doing the work. But the Little Red Hen keeps trying to get her friends, presumably her loved ones, to help her thresh the wheat and bake the bread and take care of the wheat. I don't know what you do with wheat, but they won't help her. And in the end, she says, you know, who wants to eat this bread I just made, spend all this time making? And they say, we do. And she says, no, I made this bread. And they're presumably very disappointed. And even though you're supposed to be like, hooray, hen, you're also, well, it's always left me feeling a little weird. Like, I can't really cheer people not getting along. That's kind of what the story is about. It's about a group of friends who don't really get along that well. And I think what it means for Small Bear is, look, we're not always going to want to do the same thing, but we've got a new thing arriving. And in order to banish the bad times, we've got to work together to create the good times. And if we all work together, we will all reap the rewards. If only one of us is working, then no one else is going to get anything. And the family is going to fall into a constant state of disruption. So I think the reason that the Three Bears leads into the Little Red Hen is because it's saying, look, an uncontrollable force is entering our lives. For you, not in reality, but in the perception of a small bear, it's going to be a force of destruction. But if we work together, if we come together as a family, what starts as a force of destruction will resolve itself into the harmony of a working family, the harmony of a good, solid family. It won't always be easy, but it will be the result of people working for the same goal. Do you see, Small Bear? Do you see how that is? The Little Red Hen wanted harmony and wanted to work together with her friends, but they wouldn't, so things never came together in the end. What I want is for us all to come together in the end. But what happens in the Gingerbread Man? Who is the Gingerbread Man? Is the Gingerbread Man Small Bear? I don't think so. Is the bear in the Gingerbread Man Small Bear? I don't think so either, even though it is a small bear that kind of looks like Small Bear. We'll get to that in a minute. I think what the Gingerbread Man is, well, let's look at the Gingerbread Man. It's tiny. It's a tiny little thing that runs away from everyone who chases it. And in the end, the Gingerbread Man trusts a fox, jumps on the fox eats it up, and the book ends by saying, well, after all, that's what a Gingerbread Man is for. You eat gingerbread men. That's why they're there. So what is the Gingerbread Man? I'll tell you what I think. I think the Gingerbread Man represents Small Bear's extreme childhood, or extreme immaturity. I mean, Small Bear is a child and is going to stay a child throughout the rest of the run of the series, but it's that extreme youth that Small Bear has been enjoying. And once you become a sibling, you got to grow up a little bit. So what the Gingerbread Man is Small Bear before the change. And it runs off and people chase after it. All these different things, old man and an old woman, a rabbit, a bear, a woodsman, and they all want it to come back. They all want it. They all want to eat it. But you can't catch it. You cannot catch it. You can't catch the Gingerbread Man. You can't catch this youth. Because what is that extreme youth for? What is our past for? It is for letting go. It is for us getting rid of it. We have had it, and it is done, and now we let it run off. Because it's just going to get eaten. It's just going to disappear. And that's what Papa Bear is saying. The narrative of these stories is something's going to disrupt our lives, but if we work together as a unit towards the same goal, all of us, we will find harmony again. The disruption will leave. because we will find harmony. It won't be perfect, but we'll find a harmony as long as we keep working. But you're going to have to let go what you used to have. You're going to have to let that really small bear go, because you know what? You're not going to be small bear anymore. You're not going to be a gingerbread man anymore. You're going to turn into something else. What happens when a sibling arrives for an only child? You're not an only child anymore. You become a sibling. Small Bear is about to get a new identity. He's not going to be Small Bear anymore. I'm not going to give away who he's going to become, but I'll give you a hint. It's Brother Bear. So Papa Bear has done a great thing. He's given Small Bear a narrative, a way to strive for harmony, not only within the family, but within himself. We know Small Bear is growing older, but he's also growing smarter, and he's growing more responsible. But this is a way of gaining responsibility inside, not just as a good older brother, but as a good older brother, a person who's not only going to be successful as a sibling, but successful in life, successful in an expanding world, successful in a growing bear country. Wait a minute, is bear country growing? Hang on to your hats. First, I want to touch on one little thing in this book. We see bears in this book, but these are not Berenstain bears. First, we see the three bears. They're naked. Well, Papa Bear is only wearing a hat in the three bears. Mama Bear is only wearing an apron. And Small Bear, well, Baby Bear, is wearing overalls, kind of loose-fitting overalls. And then the little brown bear and the gingerbread man is completely naked. Not even a hat. What's going on with there? Bears exist in the Berenstain bear world. Bears exist. Not their bears, but bears over there. Over there bears, other bears, what we might call natural bears. I don't know if we have an equivalent to that in, you know, human stories. We don't really tell stories about cavemen that much, and we don't expect to see cavemen. But it seems that in the bear world, there are other bears. Not people bears, but other bears. We're also going to see an expanding bear country next time. What's next time? A major event. Next time, we're going to be covering The Bear's Almanac. And what is The Bear's Almanac? It is the book that changes everything. It's going to change the way we perceive bear country. It's going to change the way we perceive the bear family. It's going to change the way we enter the world of the Berenstain Bears. We are about to get deeper into bear country. We are about to get as deep as we've ever been in bear country. But we're not going into the dreamlands this time. We're going into the actual land. Oh, we've only been looking at it, you know, through a dirty window, but we are about to jump into it through a not dirty window and a window that opens and says, come on in through the window, because the window is open and you're gonna jump through it into the bear land. That was a metaphor for what we're gonna read in the almanac, the bear almanac. So join me next time for the Bear's Almanac. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Please download us. Please visit us on Facebook. Please visit us on Twitter. We would love to have a conversation with you. Trust me, I'm around. I'm always around, you know, just kind of bumming. I do this, I do that. We're going to be adding some more stuff to the what we do in the future. I'm going to be talking to some people. We're going to have some friends on. We're going to be exploring the world of the Berenstain Bears, not only through my crazy eyes and mouth, but through other people's crazy eyes and mouths, because that's what this is all about. When you get right down to it, eyes and mouths. So take it easy. I love you all, or some of you. That's weird. I'll see you next time, deep in bear country.